Hello and welcome back to the Cricket Scotland podcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday. And those of you who started your season last week, I hope it went well. And those of you who didn't, I hope it's been dry enough this week for your grounds to be ready for tomorrow's games. Scotland women are out in the UAE at the moment for their T20 Global World Cup qualifier. They've played three games so far, taking two wins from that against the USA and Uganda. Here's a little bit from Catherine Fraser after their win the other day.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a pretty disciplined performance. Bryce did a fantastic job in the first half, and then the bowlers did their job in the second half. So it wasn't perfect, but we'll take it. We know Sri Lanka is a brilliant team, so we just had to bounce back and play our game today, and I thought we did a good job at that. We know this is a good batting track, so it was important to get runs on the board first half, so we had a decent toss to defend. Elsa and Bryce did their thing, didn't they? Yeah, I was really happy to be able to contribute today with the ball. I was just really clear on my plans. So very happy.
And now we've got Priyanaz on the show. Priyanaz, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi. Good, thank you. Excited to be here.
I actually just saw on someone's Instagram story that you all went on, like, what? A track driving? What? Talk me through that.
Yeah, so we had an optional training yesterday, and then after that, a few of us went along to the Yas Marina F1 circuit, which like they open up to the public, and you can run, walk, or cycle around it. So we got some road bikes and did a few laps, which was good
Ooh,
fun.
that was
And then
so
right next,
fun.
no, it was good. And then right next door to that, there's a go-karting track, so a few of us went and did that as well, which was really good.
Oh, nice. What, like, go-karting's not like bump cars, is it? You just, is it like a four
No,
wheel? Or can you make it
no.
like bump cars if you want to?
Well, so you had to watch a safety video, and they were very clear that it's a non-contact sport.
Right.
However, not everyone listened to that, so there was a few bumps. But no, it was good.
Well, as long as everyone's fit to play on Friday, it's none of my business.
Yep, everyone's fit and well. No injuries to report, so it's good.
Let's talk about the cricket. That's what you're actually out there for, not necessarily just the go-karting. When this episode goes out tomorrow, you'll be playing Thailand. How are you and the squad feeling about that match?
I think, obviously it's a very important game. It's a must-win game for us. But that's kind of been the mindset for the whole tournament. I guess like we knew we could have one loss, and realistically, if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen against Sri Lanka. But I think we've done a good job of taking things one game at a time, and even within that, just really breaking it down to try and make sure we stay present in the moment, which I know sounds very cliched, but I think you kind of have to do that. I don't think we're overthinking it. I don't think we're focusing on it like any more than we have on other games. It's like we've got a process before the games where we, do a bit of scouting, etc. But like for example, today it's just a complete day off, and I think the girls will just enjoy it and try and relax, although it's raining, so I'm not sure that there'll be a great deal of fun being had to do.
Oh, lots of just like movie nights. Yeah.
Yeah, movie nights. We've got quite a nice like sauna and stuff in the
Ooh.
hotel, and there's a bit of a music club going, which kind of probably divides the group a little bit in terms of the those who like it and those who don't. But anyone who wants to get involved is very welcome.
What kind of music club are we talking? Like, you guys making the music? Or
We've
just.
got a musical group actually. So we do. We've got a guitar with us. Obviously got a speaker. Quite a few people who enjoy musicals. Like to think
Yes.
that between us we can hold a few harmonies together. So yeah, we get together and just have a little bit of sing song.
All right. Well, Thomas, I'm going to need a recording of that on the
No, sorry. Strictly no cameras or recordings at music club, I'm afraid.
Okay, exclusive. Fine. Fine. I appreciate that. One day, I'll get it out of you. But that's good to know. And obviously, last match. Lots of milestones. Sarah Bryce's 50th cap, Abtar's 50th wicket, and tomorrow or today, when everyone else is listening, it's your 50th T20 international. How does that feel?
Exciting. Well, I didn't actually know that. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I think it's always nice when people reach kind of personal milestones. As a group, a lot of us have been playing together for a long time. So it's special when people reach cool moments in their career. Obviously, up to us to become the first Scottish woman to reach 50 T20 internationals, particularly the cool one. I'm like super stoked for her. But again, it's like kind of all just part of the bigger picture, right? Of like the team just trying to do what we need to do and get to where we're trying to get to, which is the World Cup.
Yeah, I think I was definitely spoken to Elsa Neymar about this before, about how it feels like this group of players is so close. Like, and it feels like it's been so close for a long time. And it must be annoying to kind of have lots of people say that. So sorry for continuing that narrative, but to be so close and actually kind of within touching distance of World Cup, like, does that can you feel that in the group is what I want to say, like.
I think yes and no. I mean, we obviously know that that's the case, but I think certainly personally, and I would imagine quite a lot of the girls, like we're not trying to think too far ahead. You know, it's quite an intense schedule. It's been game day, rest day, game day, rest day. It's only really at this point that we've had a couple of rest days in a row. So you kind of have to just be really switched on for the game ahead of you, that finishes, take the learnings from that, move forward onto the next one. And I think that's just what we're trying to do with the next game and hopefully the games to follow. So obviously we're aware of the massive kind of implications of the next couple of games, but trying not to like focus too much on that and just focus on if we stick to what we know we do well. Kind of, yeah, the process, like the outcome will kind of just like take care of itself.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't say I've ever been to a T20 World Cup global qualifier, but if I were, I'd probably have the same kind of mindset. Like you say, if you think about it too much, then I think it would freak you out. Especially as you say, like with the associate nations as well, like the talent is, I feel like, so varied year on year. Like you'll get a really good uptake in the under 19 World Cup that then filters into the senior squad like we have had. But then you've got countries like the Netherlands where perhaps their defeat to the UAE the other day was unexpected. I don't know what the general comms on that would be, but I feel like with this pool of associate squads, literally anything could happen.
Yeah, I think it's a really like great testament to the development of like associate cricket and women's associate cricket. I think certainly like Group B, it's not at all clear who's going to come second in that group, for example. And I think it's so exciting that you've had these teams that maybe people wouldn't have necessarily thought were going to do that well, doing well. From our point of view, I think we were kind of aware like how good some of these teams are and how much they've developed. And yeah, I just think it's great for the game. Great to see like the level of competition and that no one can kind of rock up to this tournament and take anything for granted. So yeah, obviously like from our current point of view, it's like we obviously want to go out and be beating everyone. But if you take a step back and look at where the women's game is, I think this tournament has been really exciting for the growth of the game.
Yeah, 100%. I completely agree, and I think it can only get better. Like it's in a decent position at the moment, but I think as teams like Scotland, Netherlands, UAE, Sri Lanka get bigger and more people take notice, the game can only go up. But how does it feel for you, Sarah, Catherine, Abtar, for example, to have been in this core group for such a long time? I was talking to Neymar the other day on the podcast about being a role model, but she's only just come out of the under 19 setup, and that doesn't make her any less of a role model, but she is young. And you guys are not old either, but you have been in this squad for so long. How does that, like, what does that mean to you to actually have represented Scotland so consistently and actually been kind of one of those first few to really go professional with the game and, you know, like that kind of strand of cricket?
I mean, it's obviously something I'm really proud of and kind of grateful and humbled for, like, the opportunity to have been here and been part of it for this long. At the same time, I think it's really only been in kind of much more recent periods where the women's game has grown and where there's been, like, sufficient investment and seriousness around the women's game, that we've kind of been able to get closer to a level of cricket that I think has, you know, potential has always been there, but to actually achieve it. So I think it's really exciting. Like, honestly, like, we've spoken about it quite a lot as a squad, but when you look around the group that's here, it's like it's such a talented group, and it's so exciting, and to see how far we've come in actually quite a short space of time is cool. But I also think there's, like, a lot more to do and a lot more to be achieved. So I don't know, I feel that's, like, a pretty wishy-washy answer, but it's like I'm obviously, like, really excited to be here. I never take it for granted. I think yeah, part of being in a squad so long is, like, you have to understand, like, how much you have to, like, constantly develop, constantly work, just understand that, yeah, like, it's not like you're here and therefore you get to stay in a way. It's like you have to, like, keep being willing to adapt and change and move with the game. And, you know, it's great that you have, like you said, these, like, players coming in from, like, the 19s and things like that. And, you know, competition within the squad is high, and that's what you want, as difficult as it can be sometimes as well.
Yeah, I suppose like when you're in it, there's that element of kind of looking over your shoulder, being like, oh, he's coming in next. But then the other side of that coin is like, well, if they're coming in next, then I hope they'd be better than me. So, you know, at least like the team will get bigger and better. And it's, as you say, it's good to have that competition because it shows that the development pathways in Scotland are working, people playing down south, Australia, it's all benefiting the game. And speaking about playing in Australia, Super Smash is not in Australia, but it's close enough. And you played in it. How was that?
Yeah, it was really fun. It's a cool tournament. It's the first time I've probably been involved in as high profile a tournament as that, and it was just great to play, like, regular high level cricket. Because I guess that's, like, the challenge that we often have in Scotland is just, like, not playing enough. And so to get these, like, regular back to back games, but in a group context where actually you could lose a game and you were still in the competition, that was very refreshing. But it was awesome, and I got to play alongside some very good players and some like very good people. And it's quite a cool tournament because you travel all around the country. So quite nice just to get to see parts of the country that I hadn't necessarily spent a great deal of time in before. And then the team did well. Like, we got to the final, which was awesome. Especially because historically the team hadn't done that well in the T20 format. So to I think the previous season, the team had not maybe won one game in the competition, and then to get to the final the next season was pretty impressive turnaround. But yeah, it was awesome. Feel like I learned a lot. Feel like I did develop as a cricketer. And I just, like, really enjoyed getting to play alongside some different people.
Yeah, it must be. I think I've definitely spoken about this with Watty about like going to all of these different franchises and kind of playing with people that you might have kind of watched play cricket, and then your teammates. And obviously, as a cricketer, you don't really have that like, oh my God, it's this person kind of like weird fan moment. But I don't know, maybe you do. But then, yeah, is it? Is it as much of a learning opportunity as I would imagine it was, like to play with people who've come through different pathways, different national setups, even different personal journeys of cricket. Like, is there a lot of sharing skills, understanding, like thought processes? Like, how much is gatekept basically, and how much is actually shared in the team?
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones where kind of like you probably can get out of it what you put into it or what you want. So like if you want to learn lots, like you can go around and you can ask people, and I think generally people are super open and they're always willing to share. So I don't think there's like gatekeeping by any means, but I guess it's more people maybe don't necessarily want to offer up loads of information if they think that you don't want it. So yeah, I think if you go out there and you're like keen to learn and keen to ask questions and keen to have conversations and also share knowledge, because I think I'd like to think that there was things that I was able to share with people as well. Then yeah, it can be like a really valuable learning experience and exchange.
Yeah, it sounds it, and it just seems like an incredible opportunity as well. And as you say, even to like go around New Zealand, like what it looks unbelievable. Like, what
Yeah,
was your favorite part?
it's a stunningly beautiful country. I spent quite a few seasons there before, so I kind of know the country reasonably well, or bits of it anyway. What is favorite? I mean, I do think this. I live in the North Island, or I've like spent most time in Wellington, which is the North Island. But I do think the kind of central Otago region, in the South Island, is very, very beautiful. Yeah, I sometimes think it's a bit like Scotland on steroids. Like it's really, really beautiful.
I suppose so. Like with all the mountains, I was gonna say this is a stupid sentence. I was gonna say, yeah, with all the mountains, rivers, and lakes.
Well, I mean, it's true.
I'm
They're
not
just like very
wrong.
beautiful
I'm
ones. Yeah.
actually not wrong. They are just yeah. Is it the same climate in New Zealand as it is in Scotland, or a little bit warmer?
It's a bit warmer. It depends where you are as well.
I
So
suppose
certain
so. If
parts of
you're
the
up a
country are a
mountain,
lot
it's always cold, isn't it?
yeah, but like north of the North Island is like pretty warm. Yeah, so it depends where you are in the country, but it's certainly warmer than Scotland.
Oh, so I'm hearing it's just as pretty as Scotland, but warmer. So, time to pack my bags.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Wonderful. I'm going to ask you some fun questions if that's all right.
Okay, sure.
They're the same fun questions that everyone else has had, so don't you worry. Nothing's scary.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you're on the aux in the car. What song are you playing?
I would play Take Another Little Piece of My Heart by Dusty Springfield.
Okay. That's a big bold song.
Yeah, it's a big bold song. It's a good one.
And if you were doing a cappella on the bus, what are you singing?
Well, we've been doing quite a lot of we've recreated some of the Pitch Perfect songs,
Oh,
so maybe one
wow.
of them.
That's quite a serious endeavor.
Yeah, we're a very serious music group.
Which is your favorite Pitch Perfect song?
So I kind of let others lead on the decision
Right.
making there. So I've seen the films, but I'm not so such a big fan that I could list the songs to you.
That's
Sorry.
fair. Have you seen all three? Is there three?
I've seen two of them. I
There's
don't know if
definitely
there's a
two.
third one.
I might have to Google it right now. Pitch Perfect. Have I made up a third Pitch Perfect film? Well, maybe you guys could be the cast of it. Oh, there is three. Oh. And Pitch Perfect 4 is in development.
Oh,
2 days
wonderful.
ago, that news article is on Radio Times.
Excellent.
Wow. Breaking news. Pitch Perfect 4 is coming out.
Back of the bus is going to be delighted to hear
Yeah, I know.
that.
I'd imagine the Bryces are big Pitch Perfect fans. If I had to pick any two people on that bus, it's Catherine and Sarah.
Okay.
Wonderful. So Dusty Springfield and Pitch Perfect. It's pretty, yeah.
A bit varied, but yeah, I guess so.
It's good to have different tastes. Ooh, have you got your phone on you? No stress if you don't.
I do, and I'm connected to the Wi-Fi, so yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Could you please tell us who the last person you texted was, and can you tell us what they or you said?
Oh. It's really boring. It was Thomas, and I said, with you in two, because I was running
Nice.
slightly late for our meet.
Well, you were right on time, so no stress. Obviously cricket is your favorite sport to play, but what is your favorite sport to watch?
I mean, it is cricket, but I'm going to say a different sport because
You
obviously that's
obviously
it.
can't say cricket.
Yeah. I really like watching badminton.
Okay. Where shows badminton? Like, what badminton are you watching?
Oh, well, I mean, I think I've been to see it live a few times. Like, I went to the
Oh,
All, I think, is
nice.
it like the All England badminton tournament is a thing,
Could
and
be.
that was very cool. And then I don't really know how he does it, but my dad like loves badminton, so like it's on the TV. I don't know what channel, and I'm very happy watching it. I think it's quite very skillful, and it's just like it's good.
Yeah, I don't. I used to play badminton when I was younger, but I think like now I would snap. Like, I just it looks it's a bit too much movement, you know. I'll stick to my netball.
Right, okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough.
What are your biggest cricket icks? Have you seen any like howlers on the field in the tournament so far, or just in club? I feel like club cricket is a big old bowl of ick, but
Yeah, it's funny, we were talking about this the other day, and
yeah.
I just don't think I have any. Like, I just don't really care,
As
and
much as
like
anything goes.
just like do what you want, you know. But I realize that's like, yeah, people generally
Quite
have quite a
relaxed
lot
of
of it.
you. Yeah.
Yeah,
People in cricket have a lot of opinions. So
and I do, I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things, but I think Cricket X just isn't one of them.
that's so fair enough. I respect that. Do whatever you like. I would also like to ask you about Paul and Vincent.
Oh God, are they the is that the penguin and the shark? No,
Could be.
yeah,
Is it?
Paul the performance shark, Vincent the
Right.
values penguin.
Wait, what? What? Then surely it should be Saul rather than
Yeah,
Paul.
that would make it easier to remember, but I was not the
Yeah.
name. You blame
Who was
Rachel
the
Slater for
namer?
this.
Right, I am blaming Rachel Slater, and we're gonna have words in a minute. So Paul the performance shark, what is
Patrick
who is that?
the performance shark. It's not Paul.
Right. Oh, Paul, have I made it up? I must have read wrong. Patrick.
The concept of it is essentially just to make sure that we're celebrating success amongst the team. So at the end of every game day, we just like try and acknowledge a player's performance, and then also someone who has stood out from a values, like from a team values point of view. And the Patrick and Vincent get given out to those two.
Oh, so they exist. They are little. I'm imagining little like soft toy
Yeah, they
shark.
are.
And
They're soft toys, yeah.
what was the V? The
Vincent?
no, but what's the animal?
Oh, Vincent the Valley's penguin.
Obviously,
Obviously.
yes, yeah. Okay, well that's cute. I like that.
So it's nice to say nice things about each other. Like obviously if they're true. So yeah, I think it just like encourages people to express that, which I think is a good thing.
For sure. Well, best of luck to you and the team for your tomorrow, the listeners today, against Thailand. Just a reminder that that game will be available to watch live and free on ICC TV. I can't wait. I'm going to stick it on. Oh, I'm working tomorrow. Scrap that. I can't wait to see how that goes for you guys. Thank you again so much to Priya and Az for coming on the show, and once again, best of luck to her and the team ahead of their game against Thailand. Just a reminder that that game will be free to watch on ICC TV. Before I go, I just want to say a humongous thank you to everyone who has read, shared, and even donated to Bronwyn's fundraiser. I cannot even express to you how much it means to her and to us at the club. So again, thank you so much. And if you can keep sharing, that would be so much appreciated. As we get into the club season, I would love to hear your stories on and off the field, all things to do with Scottish cricket. So please send us your stories to our email, which is podcast@cricketscotland.com. We'd love to hear from you. Everything from the fun to the serious, let us know. I want to hear about it. Thank you again so much for listening, and I will see you very soon. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend. Bye.